call this meeting to order. Please rise with me for the pledge of allegiance.
Pledge of allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. Please make sure your cell phones are on silent. All right, this is my first time chairing a meeting, so bear with me a little bit. All right, so. All right, so the first thing on our agenda is a roll call. To my far left is our Secretary Joel Leva, Max Carter, Paul Thomas, Earl Barbeau. Staff is here is Lorna, right? Lorna Figley and
Hunter White
and Beatrice Martinez. Anybody else from staff here? No? Okay. All right. Public comment. This is public comment. In case you can't make any of the can't stay for any of the items on the agenda, you can make your comments now for the item and then you can leave. So if not, I prefer you hold them until the item comes up. Okay. I need an approval for the minutes of April 28th.
Move to approve.
All in favor to approve?
Aye.
All right. Is there any informational items that we need to review?
We have to approve the agenda.
Pardon me?
The agenda.
Approve the agenda first.
Oh, I'm sorry. Okay. We need to approve the agenda for tonight for May the 12th.
I move to approve the agenda as printed.
All in favor?
Aye.
Okay. All right. Now we can get into information, right? Pardon me? Any informational items that we need to... Well, you guys are making it really simple for me tonight. All right. Next thing is...
Did you want me to read it, Jim?
Say, we did that. Okay, now we're going to move on to... planning and zoning, and I'd appreciate it if Max would read the planning and zoning.
The first item on the agenda is UC 22-0226 Craig and Lamb LLC use permits for the following: one, allow alcohol sales, liquor packaged only, and two, allow alcohol sales, beer and wine packaged only on a portion of 7.0 acres in an MD design manufacturing zone, generally located on the north side of Craig Road, 398 feet east of Lamb Boulevard within Sunrise Manor.
Okay, at this time we'll have the presenter come up and do the presentation.
You can come up here. This is his first time as well.
Okay.
State your name and address for the record.
My name is Babkin Repetyan. My address, my house address or my business address? House address?
Either one.
78 Trade Street, Unit 3, Henderson, Nevada.
Okay.
Explain what you're doing.
I
want to take that sales permit for alcohol to make a liquor store. In the same plaza, I have a smoke shop, and we have two more empty spaces, which one I can turn to liquor store.
Okay. You have any map? We don't have it. It's not working, huh?
No, it's not working.
Okay.
This is on Craig Road?
Yes, Craig and Lynn.
Okay.
Sorry, that's. I think somewhere must be here. This must be.
Okay.
All right. Oh, this is my plaza. His like that. And I wanna use 1, 2, 3 of that space. One space for the smoke shop and two space for the liquor store.
Is that right in here? Craig and that's Lamb?
Yes, yes.
Right there? Oh, right there.
Yes.
Guys, you wanna see?
Yeah, I overlooked it.
Alright. Okay, is that it?
Yeah.
Alright, at this time we'll have public comment. No public comment, we'll move on to comments from the board.
I move to approve with staff recommendations.
Okay, there's a motion to move, to approve with staff recommendations. All in favor?
Aye.
Alright. Okay, there you go, you're approved.
Thank you very much.
You just have to make sure you go to your planning, the planning commission on the...
It's, June 7, yes, on the 500.
Ready for the next one, boss?
Okay, item two.
WS22-0212, Top Gun Irrevocable Business Trust. Waiver of development standards for the following. For reduced driveway throat depth, design review for a proposed mini warehouse facility on 3.0 acres in a C2 general commercial zone generally located on the northeast corner of Nellis Boulevard and Monroe within Sunrise Manor.
Good evening, town board members. My name is Tony Celeste, address 1980 Festival Plaza Drive, here on behalf of the applicant. Did not bring big plans. I was usually used to using the overhead, so apologize for that. But here's, let me first just orient you to the area. You can see we have the 3 acres highlighted here in yellow off of Nellis and Monroe, essentially in between Washington and Lake Mead in this area. It is already zoned C2. And across the street on the other side of Nellis is the city of Las Vegas. That property is similarly zoned at C2. You can see in this area a lot of storage type uses, and that's the use we're coming in for. So storage around us, we're zoned C2, which is one of the compatible uses or allowed uses. With respect to the plan itself, you can see right here, put north, here's north. Nellis over here is to our west. You can see we're gonna take access off of Monroe right here. It'll have a gated access point back here to the units, and then it'll flow back out to Nellis. We do have the parking right here in front of the building. We do have a waiver associated with this area right here. Public Works, though, is recommending approval of that for a couple of reasons. One, there is nowhere to go farther east that is protected here, so there's no conflicting turning movements here. Number two, Monroe's a fairly, non-busy street. And number three, you have the ability to turn right into here, and we have deep enough here for parking. So for those primary reasons, I believe Public Works is recommending approval of it. With respect to the design, we have three buildings associated with it. The main large building is 2 stories right here, and I'll show you elevations momentarily. It is less than 28 feet in height. On the perimeter, which I think is most important right here, where we do are adjacent to residential, it is only it's less than 10 feet. We are providing a large 20-foot setback right here that is well landscaped to provide enough nice buffer and transition away from the proposed 2-story building and then the more intense road of Nellis. As promised, here are our elevations. Again, this is the 2-story, just shy of 28 feet right here. This is the large building. And then the perimeter buildings, as I mentioned, are less than 10 feet. So with that, we appreciate staff's recommendation of approval on everything. I do agree to all the conditions of approval, and more than happy to answer any questions you may have.
Okay, thank you. Any comments from the public?
Selena Palmer, 1475 Ridgeway. I couldn't hear off this stuff, sorry, that he was saying, but I'm actually directly behind it. So whatever he builds is against my 2 acres. So I'm the resident right behind it. So I don't know, I can't see what he's doing.
You can come up if you want to look.
Yeah, please, come on.
I think
thanks.
Go You want me to?
But I couldn't hear anything you guys were saying because they were talking, but I'm sorry, what was going on?
Is okay to explain, okay. So here's our site right here, and.
So, let's see, where am I? So this is me. So this is my pool area, and this is all of me right here.
Okay.
This area is me.
Perfect. So here is the site, so site plan is right here.
Okay.
And we are taking access off Monroe here, and our parking lot will be right in this area. And then the drive aisle back through the site will wrap around this way and exit on Nellis. What I was saying is that what we've done is design one-story building at less than 10 feet in height adjacent to your property right here. And in fact, we've provided a large setback of 20 feet on top of that to provide for landscaping, a nice buffer to you.
Okay, is there gonna be, were you doing the landscaping, is there gonna be like a brick wall or anything like that?
We're not gonna do another wall, if that's what you're.
So right up against where my property is gonna be a road, is that what it is?
No, it's gonna be landscaping. No. So we have, here's your property line right here with the wall.
So I'm right here then?
Yep.
Okay.
This is all landscaping through here, 20 feet. And then a building that's at 10 feet high.
Okay.
And then here's the drive aisle. So
Got
you have the
it.
Building, okay. Drive aisle, building, landscaping your wall.
Got it.
Yeah.
Okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
All right. This one.
No, yeah, definitely no drive aisle behind you.
Okay. All right.
Any other comments from the public? Hearing none. Comments from the board?
I have a question. This isn't the first time this come up, but I'm going to ask a question. I didn't understand. I don't know what happened the last time.
Okay.
It came up. But they have a new, regarding water usage. You're smiling, so that's a good. How the heck are they gonna do with Cooley's warehouses without swamp cooler? What are they making you do?
So fortunately for this application, we do not need those large evaporator systems, but that's been a big point of conversation between
right.
industrial users, the county and the water district. I'm not sure where all of that stands, but I am aware of that condition, but fortunately that condition will not have any impact on what we're doing because we don't need those large water coolers.
Swamp coolers?
Yeah, swamp coolers. So dodged the bullet on that one, but yes, I know what you're talking
about. Okay,
yeah.
Thanks.
Yeah, I have a couple questions there too.
I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. Yes.
I'll make a motion.
All right. Wait. I have some questions.
Sorry.
I'm sorry. I know you were being approved, but I do have questions.
Yes.
How high is her wall?
Probably six feet to 8 feet. Is that, do you know?
Yeah. I was actually meant to ask you that. The higher, the better, actually.
So, is there any way you guys could increase the height of her wall?
We would. I could talk to her after. We would need.
Yeah,
I think that would really help
a
lot.
Yeah, when they had the mobile home park, we did have incidents where they were jumping over, getting in our tool shed, and then jumping back over. So that did concern me. If the higher, to me, it's better, it's more secure.
Yeah, to see how to
risk for them to try to jump over and then come back across.
Yeah, I'll get her after this. I'll get your contact.
And it kind of buffers things a little bit. Okay.
Any other question I had was. Why is the entrance on Monroe?
That was my question.
I thought we weren't allowed to have entrances like that off of a residential street.
We are. There's no waiver with respect to that.
Okay.
It just provides a better flow through here.
Okay. Third question is, what kind of a warehouse thing is that? Is that self-storage?
Self-storage unit, correct. Yeah. So
we have be very minimal traffic going in there, just people putting their stuff in there and then going and getting it. Is there any restrictions on time of night or anything like that, though?
So we basically have office hours will be Monday through Friday, like 8 a.m. to 6 p.m., a little bit more limited on Saturday, 9 to 5. Sunday, usually no closed. Then access through here will be through a key fob or some type of.
But people can go in there anytime they
want.
They
can go in
to?
There. Those are generally limited from 7 a.m. to 10 p.m.
And then they can't use their key fob.
And then they can't, yeah.
They
then
can't
it's
get
correct.
Okay.
It's
That's
locked.
Another good thing for
yeah.
her.
So, yes. But yes, it's mini self storage. So it is a very, like, I have one and I use it maybe 3 times a year.
Okay, guys, include the wall, okay.
Move to approve with the recommendation to coordinate with the adjacent homeowner on the height of the wall and follow all other staff recommendations.
Okay, have a motion?
Aye.
All right, thank you.
Okay, thanks for considering her with the wall.
Absolutely.
We're gonna do all three of these together.
I think we should.
Okay.
I think we should hear all three, item three, item four, and item five together. They're all extensions of time. Max, if you do the honors,
read
please.
Them in. So, first one is ET-22-400057. ZC200066RA Southeast Land Company LLC, waivers of development standards, first extension of time for the following: reduce the driveway throat depth, two, reduce the driveway approach distance, design review for a hotel on 2.4 acres and a C2 general commercial, AE65 zone, generally located on the north side of Las Vegas Boulevard, north and the west side of Nellis Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. The next item, ET-22-400058-WS-20-2077, RA Southeast Land Company LLC, waiver of development standards, first extension of time for cross access in conjunction with a proposed hotel on 2.4 acres in a C2 commercial general AE65 zone, generally located on the north side of Las Vegas Boulevard North and the west side of Nellis Boulevard within Sunrise Manor. Third item, ET-22-400059-DR-20-0422, RA Southeast Land Company LLC, design review, first extension of time for finished grade in conjunction with a proposed hotel on 2.4 acres in a C2 general commercial AE65 zone, generally located on the north side of Las Vegas Boulevard and the west side of Nellis Boulevard within Sunrise Manor.
I'm Greg Borgel here representing all three items. They are the same project, which is, as shown here, Holiday Inn Express, which you previously approved, or recommended approval, and was then approved by the Planning Commission and County Commission thereafter. It's an attractive building that abundantly landscaped, as you can see, designed to meet the elements of the code that are called out here. And the staff has recommended approval until November of 2024. Certainly would hope to be open and in business by then. It hasn't really, in terms of justification for the extension of time, this is the first extension, this hasn't been a good time to do a whole lot of construction during the pandemic in terms of rounding up your financing and whatnot. And so we're hopeful that you would follow the staff recommendation and the conditions they've imposed on all three items.
Okay. Any questions from the public on this item, on these three items? Hearing none, any questions from the board?
Move to approve with all staff recommendations on all three items.
Okay, there's motions to approve.
Aye.
All in favor.
Thank you very much, and good evening.
Good, nice
Thank
looking you. Building. Hopefully it works out good. All right, we're winding down, right? Okay, we'll have comments from the general public on any issues they want to talk about. Anybody? No? Anybody from the board?
Actually,
pardon me? Oh, I'm sorry, I didn't see.
Hi, my name is Francisco Teams. I'm a resident at the Edgewood community down here on Owens and Sloan. I'm just pretty much welcoming myself. I got a letter in the mail. She said, well, let me go get knowledge of what this is about. My neighbor and I could agree that there's been trash thrown on the property. We've called, and it turns out that lot space is not considered HOA jurisdiction.
Mm-hmm.
So just wanted to know a little more about them, how we could be able to handle them.
Yeah, she can handle that after the meeting with you. That's pretty
county
much.
County liaison for
Yeah, the
two.
County liaison, Beatrice.
So she'll sit and talk.
So she'll be able to help you out with that. Okay, anything else? Anything from you guys? Nothing?
I'd just like to show Beatrice, while back you were asking about the Sloan Channel.
Oh, yeah.
Here's pictures of the water flowing down the channel and where it's leaking.
Yeah.
It's terrible. Yeah. And I was out there last week in that Sunrise neighborhood right down there at the end of Sunrise. Yeah. And the gnats are horrible.
Yeah. So an update, North Las Vegas is going to
the Sloan Channel.
Yeah, but where?
Charleston.
That so
Charleston and Sunrise Manor. Sunrise,
yeah,
something
yeah,
right.
Yeah.
Really nice house.
Yeah, yeah, right there. Yeah.
Landscaped on the end endpoints.
Channel. We have not had a response. I just wanted to go, but we're checking in on them. And call me. I have a call out to public work. Someone just called. I just talked to someone this week about the gnats because they always get worse in the summer, and that's what happens. So we can't stop the water. That's what the fix is for. But we could try. And when I talk about cleaning it, it's the algae, not the water.
Right.
So public works goes out there once a month to clean the algae, but the gnats are still there. So. We're trying to push North Las Vegas. We are offering them money to expedite the project.
Well, it's their fault. They should pay the whole thing.
They're at 30% design right now, so they hope to finish it by the end of the year, complete the design and construction. Ideally, start next year, but that's the plan.
Good.
Yeah, it's interesting you brought that up because, yeah, I was walking that area and, man, it is bad.
Yep. And it leaks every, I can tell you exactly where the leaks are.
Yeah.
It's where every joint in the pipe.
Yeah. Every single joint, because those box culverts aren't designed to be above ground. They're designed to be in
buried.
If you look at a satellite image, you see the Sloan Wash, and you see the exact moment where the water starts because it's completely bone dry, and then there's water.
Anything else?
No.
Next meeting.
Okay, next meeting is.
Oh yeah, I do have one more thing.
Oh, okay.
I'm seeing police cars. I mean, police motorcycling is pulling people on Hollywood frequently. Every week I see them.
Yet they're still speeding though.
Yep, well they're still speeding, but they're getting tickets.
Had a cement truck go past me at about 50 miles an hour today.
You can always reach out to the traffic bureau for Metro.
No, I'm happy. They're doing it. I'm
good. If they stop, just reach back out.
Okay, our next meeting will be on June 2nd, 2022, and meeting adjourned.
Damn, you're good at this, Paul.
Hey, I ran a lot of meetings in my time.
I know you have.